Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about the game is the Cowboys owner and GM. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
A win is a win is a win is a win, and a win is a win, and a win is a win. I'm not listening to any criticism today because a win is a win. That's what I always say.
Yeah, you got the win.
Uh-oh. Jerry?
That's all we're going to get is a win is a win.
We'll try to reconnect with Jerry.
Maybe that's him.
All right. Jerry, are you back with us?
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
I'm listening to no criticism today.
Right.
Okay.
A win is a win. That's what I always say, because all wins are the same. They are. All wins come with embarrassing penalties. All wins leave you with Micah Parsons and DeMarcus injured. That's just the way all wins are.
Well, not all of them, I guess.
I was so pumped up for that game. So pumped.
Well, did you listen to some Get Right music before or something like that?
No, I mean, I used my penis pump for like a full hour before the game. Oh, but that's irrelevant.
Jerry.
Let's move on. That's irrelevant.
Yeah, let's move on.
That win meant so much to me. So much.
Yeah?
It kept me from shoving the business end of a .38 special into my gate agent puncher. I mean, I was so depressed before this game, but we got a win and we pulled this out of the ditch, and unfortunately it saved Mike McCarthy's job for another week at least.
Well, what do you mean unfortunately? He's your head coach.
I'm just getting tired of Mike McCarthy. I'm tired of it. He cleans out the team buffet every time he runs through there, and he's just abusing the all you can eat. That's all I'll say.
Okay, well, he got you that win that you so desperately
needed. He did. He's a nice man. Nice man. And, hey, what'd y'all think of them uniforms?
Yeah, they're okay.
They're okay.
Charlotte Bridges picked out what she calls the costumes last night.
Oh, really?
She was the one who decided on that, and I couldn't talk her out of it. She thinks they're all stylish, and I think they look like we accidentally added bleach to the washing machine while we were washing our regular unis, but she loves them, so that's the costumes we went with.
Okay. Yeah, I imagine you'll sell them now, too.
Of course. Hey, look, I will take any opportunity I can to make a little bit more money,
sure.
Especially if it comes at the expense of football. I love it doing that. But last night, hey, at halftime, it was a game, so we were still in it, and I love that because usually by halftime, them previous couple weeks, I've been so blind drunk at halftime that Stephen would have to get them cardio paddles out and hit me a few times. Bad. Halftime, past couple weeks, I've been looking like Nick Nolte's mugshot. Remember that thing?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I want to make a complaint, a formal complaint.
Okay.
Against the NFL and their broadcast partners.
Why?
Please stop showing Mike Zimmer on the sidelines.
Why?
Because with those glasses hanging off the edge of his nose, he just always looks like he's reading a Marmaduke cartoon when he should be trying to figure out how to get our defense not to suck so much. I don't know. He just looks like a judgmental librarian. That's a trigger for me.
Okay. I wouldn't worry about stuff like that. I'd worry about performance, and the defense performed last night.
Well, yeah, they did pretty good, you know, and that's good because before I was looking about as leaky as Jerry Jr.'s diaper before we switched to Huggies. Got better after that. But Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah.
He missed one.
Well, yeah, but he also made a 60-yarder.
He did, and he continues to justify my love, as Madonna would say. but I'm dreading when he comes up for a new contract, because I may have to give him a raise to six figures a year.
He's making more than that, but yes, you're going to give him a raise.
I love we can get away with paying productive players like Brandon so little, because he's a kicker. Love it. Meanwhile, we're paying them. Boatload for Dak, but that's all right.
Dak was okay last night, yeah.
Did pretty well. I'm really worried about the coaching, though.
Are you?
McCarthy has got to stop coaching these penalties into the game plan so much.
Well, I don't know if it's all on him.
Well, don't they always say penalties are coaching?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, okay. And we had a lot of them last night, and MetLife Stadium was the flag capital of the world.
Yeah, okay. There are a lot of penalties. Yep,
was.
Sure enough.
I don't know if I'm going to put in these fake teeth again after saying that. But it is, and we are, and our defense wasn't great, but it was good. It was good. Yeah. I think we still have room for improvement.
Sure.
It was good enough, which is the same criteria that I use for my restroom strippers. Just good enough. That's
okay,
all I need.
Okay.
I don't need supermodels.
Low bar. Low bar.
And Brian Daboll, what do you think of that guy?
I still think he's a good coach. And I guess they're mad at him in New York, but, yeah, I think he's all right.
I think he kind of looks like the face that they always show on those magnetic sketch pads. You know what I'm talking about, where you can make a beard on a guy with metal shaving?
Yeah.
It's kind of an esoteric reference there, but I want you to enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, for sure.
He does kind of look like a generic wanted guy poster or something like that.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Old school cartoon.
Yeah.
Something. But I got to also tell the NFL that we can't have games this close together.
Yeah, it's tough.
Right. I mean, playing on Sunday and then here on Thursday, I need more time for my liver to recuperate.
Yeah, that's a lot of drinking 4 days apart.
We got to make it happen. All right, y'all got any football questions for me?
No, because if we had a football question, I think we'd ask the coaching staff.
Point taken. Touche. Touche. All right, Jerry Jr.'s got one loaded up right now. I got to throw up my phone to Koala Station.
Oh, no. Good morning. We'll see you.
That station's going to hold him.
I don't think so either. All right, there goes Jarrah.